The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, investigators in Iowa do not believe that the body of a woman found in a rural area is that of missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. The 20-year-old was reported missing July 18th from her small town, from the small town of Brooklyn, Iowa. Investigators have been tight-lipped about the case, saying holding back details may help solve it. The reward for the safe return of Molly Tibbetts has reached $260,000. President Trump now admits his son, Donald Trump Jr., did indeed meet with a Russian attorney to get damaging information about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 White House campaign. In a tweet yesterday, Trump wrote that his son's meeting in June of 2016 was to, quote, get information on an opponent, totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. Meanwhile, top Democrat on the Hill's House Intelligence Committee says that there's already plenty of evidence that President Trump colluded with the Russians. Right now, there's still the investigation continues. And Northern California's complex fire is now the fifth largest in California history. It's Mendocino complex fire. Two fires making up that have burned for more than 266,000 acres. It's the most serious of the 17 major fires burning in the state of California. Meantime, President Trump has declared a major disaster, making federal funds available to help with the recovery efforts.
Yeah, it didn't seem like they're going to be able to put this thing out anytime soon. Just grows.
Just when they think it's gotten, and I was reading over the weekend that they believe that maybe a flat tire, like there was like a car incident that may have been the thing that sparked
The fire.
Yes. I mean, isn't it interesting when you find out, like, it's not arson, it's just like these little things, you know, when you live in a tinderbox.
You're saying the car fire, which was C-A-R-R, was caused by a car, C-A-R?
Possibly. Wow. I mean, they're still trying to find out the origins of the, but I know, yeah, a car, C-A-R, may have been responsible for car, C-A-R-R. Indonesia is recovering from a strong earthquake, a near magnitude 7. Quake hit the island of Lombok near Bali. It's responsible for taking the lives of nearly 90 people. The disaster officials say hundreds more have been hurt. And authorities are detaining 6 people suspected of using explosive-laden drones in a failed bid to assassinate the Venezuelan president. The nation's interior minister says that the assailants who are in custody are being accused of terrorism and assassination.
Oh, so they got the guys. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
They flew 2 drones, 6 guys.
Okay.
6. Flew 2 drones, each packed with 2 pounds of C4 plastic explosives. So they were celebrating the 81st anniversary of the Venezuelan National Guard. He was out there making a speech when the president suddenly had the drones.
Probably not good for drone flyers, though, because no one's going to trust them now. You know, you're like, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
what's,
you can put on that thing and program them anyway. Wow. I mean, that's pretty crazy to think. Like you said last hour, talking about how they have, they're trying to train falcons and different other methods to try to prevent.
How to take down runaway drone.
Wow.
It's interesting. So a search for a kidnapper has led to the rescue of nearly a dozen kids living in a makeshift New Mexico compound. Over the weekend, a tip about a Georgia man accused of abducting his infant son led deputies to the spot near the New Mexico-Colorado border. 11 children, ranging in age from 1 to 15 years old, 3 adult women believed to be the kids' mothers, were discovered inside. They say the compound was well-armed.
Have you seen pictures of this thing? It's awful.
Oh,
it's awful.
And
he still can't find that boy his, by the way. That he abducted.
Yes.
But yeah.
The boy wasn't there. The abductor was caught. They're working together to try to find the missing boy. But yeah, how crazy is it that you're looking for one small child and you end up finding 11 that are all been, you know, kept at this compound.
It's just like human trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, that is such a problem.
So strange.
It reminded me of something out of Sicario.
Yeah, it's
weird. You ever saw the original Sicario?
Doctors are warning parents not to microwave their kids' food in plastic containers. The American Academy of Pediatrics is out with a report that warns that heating plastic in a microwave or even washing plastics, including bottles in a dishwasher, raises the chance of leaking dangerous chemicals. The report also says parents should avoid packaging with recycling codes 3, 6, and 7. They recommend glass or stainless steel packaging. That's what the doctors were saying.
But so that's for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, they say
everybody
for kids.
I mean, how many people at work today will be microwaving, you know, a plastic container? And they're saying, don't do it.
Have you ever been? I've been kind of a freak about glass for a while, though.
Glass?
Yeah. I mean, I've always been weird about it for the kids. Like, I may microwave my own food in plastic in the microwave, but I've always microwaved the kids' stuff in glass. Because I remember when my son was born, that was when the big BPA, like, oh my God, what's going on with the bottles and everything? So I was like, I'm getting glass bottles. Like, that's it. Like, I don't even want to deal with whatever weirdo.
I don't pay attention to it. I just hit
chemical stuff.
Go and then feed.
Homeowners always trying to come up with clever ways to keep burglars at bay. Well, a new skill for Amazon Alexa, the Echo smart speaker, could take things to a new and interesting level. It's called Away Mode.
So it just basically plays conversations.
Yes.
And so in theory, where it used to be leave the TV on or the radio and a burglar, you know, listens outside the door and thinks you're home.
Okay.
This is a little smarter. So it's just pre-recorded conversations.
But what's funny about these conversations,
that are a little bit more detailed. So the old TV where the guy's like, that's the TV. This should listen and go, ah, that's
great idea.
So people fighting, couple breaking up, someone explaining something to somebody, like mundane conversations.
Okay. Well, they're actually not that mundane. They were written by writers from SNL, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and the Upright Citizens Brigade. They hired all these comedy writers
to make it hilarious.
To write these. Like, yeah,
now the burglar's like, I don't want to leave. I want to listen to this hilarious banter.
So, like, one of them is like a mom on the phone explaining to her daughter how to assemble IKEA furniture. Two average guys talking about what makes them unique because they want to start a podcast.
It seems to me they're defeating the entire purpose by explaining
what it is.
All of the conversations.
They're like, hey, I know this one.
So now criminals are like, okay, that's...
They're all doing this at the same house.
So it's this marketing brand. It's for this Hippo Insurance out of like San Francisco. And the idea was to come up with funny but somewhat common and believable conversations that happen in a house. But
I mean,
that they
pretty
do
soon
make
it's
them amusing.
Going to be your robot. I mean, you'll never be away because when you're away, your robot is at home. And it's just programmed to call 911 if it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very simply, when you come home, it could be your Alexa going...
You've been robbed.
What's the password? No, like, identify yourself, Mike.
Yeah.
And you're like, Alexa.
It's me.
Disarm.
Hello, Mike.
Whatever the password is. But basically...
There's a similar one, though not funny, and it's a skill available on the Echo. It's called Burglar Deterrent, and it makes, like, it plays clips of, like, pots and pans banging around the kitchen or vacuum sounds in the living room. Like, it'll make household sounds, like, every once in a while.
So this thing just constantly runs?
Yeah, like,
we don't know that.
I think the Burglar Deterrent one that I was reading about with the pots and pans, I think that's just until you disable the skill. You know, so like when you come home, I don't know how long those conversations go for, though. I mean, that would be really interesting. Like, how long are they having this like IKEA furniture conversation with mom on phone?
Especially if you're a neighbor with thin walls.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, would you please turn off your app?
So, yes, Away Mode is the skill that you can enable on your Alexa. And apparently, even if you aren't going away and you just want to listen to some... just random conversations that can keep you entertained for a while.
How about the sound effect of a guy just constantly loading a shotgun?
Ooh, that would
Wouldn't that work?
Yeah.
There's the sound of a guy being like, God, I hope somebody breaks in today. One of these days, I'm going to get to use this shiny shotgun that I'm loading right now.
Like, oh no.
I would like that.
Or a big loud dog barking.
Oh, if you don't have a dog, yeah. I just play music on the thing anymore. It's just become a radio for me at the
Alexa,
house.
Play Boy George.
Yeah, please. Do you really? Yeah. But I'm going to look into that. That's
it's
interesting.
Called away mode. Yeah. Okay. Just give it a listen. Tell me what it at least, I mean, if it is actually funny. I mean, I'm just wondering who the talent is. It'd be funny to see if anybody got like a gig out of that. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
I think it's Bob. Bob, hello. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
What's up, man?
Hey, my comment was just about the California fires and stuff. So they need to go back to the 70s before they kicked all the lumberjacks out and start farming all the wood out. At least when they did that, they cleaned all the underbrush off and, you know, replanted trees and shit. Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right.
That's all right. We got you covered.
I appreciate it.
All right, so that was the deal, huh?
That's my opinion of it anyway. Because you never heard about all them fires back in the 70s like they have now. At least, you know, they farmed it out. They did what they did. They cleaned all the underbrush off, and that's what's causing all the problems,
all the fires.
In my opinion. It's just all the underbrush growing out.
Probably so. There's probably something to that.
We like it.
Check the underbrush, y'all.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Bob.
Trim it up.
Hey.
Trim it up later.
Listen, we all need to sometimes trim up that underbrush.
Oh, buddy.
When was the last time you trimmed up the underbrush?
It's been some time. I had some serious issues this weekend, man. I'll tell you what. There wasn't enough gold bond. I had to borrow the boy's gold bond once again, without his knowledge, of course, because I had no other choice. I was heading out to Taco Fest, and it was a little bit too much of the monkey butt going on, I guess, and it had gotten so bad I can barely walk. I was afraid of going to Taco Fest because I couldn't walk like a normal man.
Now, how'd you get monkey butt?
I was right. So at the house where we are refinishing the wood floors and everything like that, it's hot, it's work, and you know, it's a lot of work, and that's kind of how it happened. And so instead of taking care of the issue right away,
you chafed yourself at home.
Oh, okay. Is that home?
Home chafing
indoors.
No good.
Oh, it was
no good.
Awful. It's the undergarment, the under area was so swollen and welted. It was
so
bad.
Swollen and well, how gross.
When I threw
is
on
that?
The.
How disgusting is that
gross.
Visual?
When I threw on the powder.
Swollen and.
Oh.
Hey, I figured out how to do powdering too, by the way. What you do is you lay because I didn't want to get powder all over the place. So you lay the towel down on the bed. Right, and then you lay there on top
what?
Of the towel,
yeah,
like
naked.
like a baby. You're like a baby getting
gross.
A diaper. You're like waiting for the sweet Wileen to clean you up.
Yes, I asked if she would, and she's like, "I'm not doing that."
She's
ever.
Like,
I'm
like, "Okay, you know what? And please return my son's gold bond when you're done."
Yeah, you're like, "Wileen, here's your future. You're my nurse."
I asked her too. I was like, "Don't you miss, you know, pottering a baby?" I asked her that first, actually, and she's like, "I don't know, no." And I said, "Well, here's your opportunity. You can powder me up if you'd like." And no.
Oh.
Did not bite on that hook. Did not bite on that
sexy
hook.
Sexy moment ruined.
Yeah. So I had to lay there on the bed and, you know, pretty much just powder myself. But it worked out great. I always just get to the
worst
moment.
You're like Joe
moment,
Swanson
though.
From Family Guy.
What?
Remember the guy in the wheelchair that was just laying down, getting powdered up?
Powdered
up. The only way to do it. You guys, ladies, don't have to powder up like that? Is it just a
no,
man thing?
No, it's not. Yeah, I think it's just because
weird.
You guys have the dangly bits, you know? I mean, it's all bar right. gears on the inside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for you guys, it's just probably a whole lot of different upkeep.
That's
so
the problem,
speak.
Kids. If you don't clear your underbrush, you're going to get a fire in your pants.
Oh, my gosh.
You, too, can prevent forest fires.
Right in the crotch.
So gross.
Bet.
Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrity news. What's up? Molly.
Jean-Luc Picard is going to be once again helming the Star Trek Enterprise. It was announced that Sir Patrick Stewart will be coming back in his iconic role when CBS Access reboots a new Star Wars or Star Trek series.
So what channel is that? That's like an online channel or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's like a streaming, it sounds like. And I don't believe that this is going to be on broadcast television. So maybe this is a way to get people to want to tune in to whatever their streaming service is, especially those hardcore Star Trek fans.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, no word on when it's going to be. Started, I guess it debuts in the fall of 2019, but no other.
He says, "I never grow tired of hearing from people who say to me, your show changed my life.
What a what a myopic thing to say, though. Like, yeah. I almost want to say, well, did anyone ever actually say that?
I would like to know who.
You know what I mean? It'd be anyone saying that. I never tire of people telling me that I changed their life.
Yeah.
It's not a little...
Yes.
And I'm like, egocentric, like, ooh, hey. Well, get over yourself. You know what I never tire of? People telling me how I changed their life.
How awesome
I'm
I am.
Who would tire of that?
No kidding.
That was ever said.
Star Trek?
Well, how did the Next Generation change anyone's life?
I don't know. I never was a huge fan of that show.
The Next Generation?
Yeah, The Next Generation. I was never a Star Trek fan. Were you guys?
Of course.
I was a Star Wars fan, but Star Trek was always like this weird show that my dad liked to watch.
Yeah, we watched growing up.
You Space.
Know? The Final Frontier, baby.
The Final Frontier.
The acting is just
That's because
so
we're into the original.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were little kids, Star Trek was into syndication like you would see Friends or Seinfeld.
Yeah. Whenever we watch this at night, of course.
Though I will never get over the new civilization that happened when I saw
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
No!
And this would be where you'd either commit and watch it, or you'd flip the channel. But I remember this theme always, like, an episode was always starting somewhere on cable. And you'd be like, I guess we're going to watch Star Trek. Oh, it's very soothing.
I just imagine me just dancing around a house with a dress on. Dusting. You know.
Letting his freak flag fly.
Yeah. Whatever, you do you.
Me be me. Or Molly.
Wearing a dress and dusting.
Dusting. Mm-hmm.
How often do people come home and go, oh, sorry?
Interrupts. Just dusting, I guess.
Me being me. You gotta keep it clean.
House go.
Don't get chafed.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's tranquil Bali vacation ruined when Indonesia was rocked with a near 7.0 earthquake. Just 50 miles east of where they were staying.
God, they're lucky they're alive. There were a lot of fatalities. There were almost like, 100 fatalities?
Ugh. Yeah. So Chrissy Teigen was live tweeting the whole event. She said it felt like 15 solid seconds of holy blank, this is happening. So she ran out. She's like, I'm naked. You know, they have a newborn baby. He's like 2 months old. But they were all on a family vacation together when this happened. That would definitely give you some scares. Jessica Lange is returning to American Horror Story. She's been out the last couple of seasons, but she did star in the first 4 seasons of the show, 1 or 2 Emmys. And so this upcoming 8th...
He's dancing still.
Yep.
He's dusting.
I'm dusting. The studio is just dirty.
This strange male maid is here again. He's always dusting.
A little feather duster. I don't know why I think of that. I don't know why I think I need to be dusting.
And Molly, it's hands over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Hands in the air like you just don't care.
Oh, my gosh. This will be my go-to song from now on if I hear depressing stuff.
This is where you go to your happy place.
All right, what else?
I'm out of breath.
But the studio looks great, though. It is very clean.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Smells nice, too. All right, what else you got, Molly? We got time. Sorry.
No worries.
Too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the seriousness that is celebrity news.
I know, exactly. This is such hardcore, compelling stuff.
Yeah.
So American Horror Story, the season 8, is coming back September 12th. Chris Rock is going to be joining the Fargo cast for the 4th season. He is going to be playing a pretty serious role. 1950s mob boss when Fargo returns to FX sometime in 2019.
You know, that is a hit show that people rave about that I just really have not jumped on the Fargo train yet.
I haven't either, but this is the fourth season coming. Man.
Every season's kind of like its own little incarnation. So it's similar to like American Horror Story where each one is just...
I'm going to get into it, Molly.
That's why we never go to movies anymore because we're all too busy watching amazing television on our phone.
And it's from... Busy little bee I am.
That's why when you wrote one of these Star Trek episodes... You only had to write like 17 minutes of material because the open to the show was like 4 minutes long.
Damn, it's clean. You almost have to prance. By the way, Hard Knock starts tomorrow. Paintball!
Yeah, football. If you're not queued up for football, you got HBO's Hard Knocks, which I don't even know what team they're doing. Maybe you know.
The Browns. Cleveland Browns this year.
Seems like they've done them a bunch. But anyway, Cleveland Browns, Hard Knocks, and you got to watch Last Chance U.
Yes.
On Netflix. It's so good. It opens with the football team, Independence, Kansas, playing Iowa Western.
That's right. And our very own logo guy, Jake Ryan, he's the... He's calling the game.
You hear Jake doing the play-by-play, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I can't help watching this coach yell at these kids and juxtapose it against, like, I'm like, I wonder what Scott Frost would think.
I don't know, man.
Watching the way you coach, watching this independent shoe, the way he cusses and yells at these kids. You know, Scott Frost says he will never cuss.
No.
He's like, you can't cuss at kids. They don't learn that way.
I almost wish there, and maybe there it is happening, but I don't know. I almost wish that they would, someone would follow this season behind, only because I'm curious. I know that people are like going, God, we should have followed this whole thing when UCF, all that happened. Because that was a 2-year turnaround, and look what happened.
If the cameras were rolling and you were doing a documentary on Frost, like the opening day speech of what he said to UCF.
To start that all off.
We're
going
to go from a team that had lost every game.
Even win or fail.
Winning every game in 2 years.
Yeah. Even win or fail on our end, you know. New life.
Oh, I've always been saying there is a heck of a book to be written.
Yeah, there is.
About the Husker football program that starts with our last national championship and how we got to...
Yes! How we got to
the Mike
we
Riley
to.
Season.
Yeah. Molly, you still awake? You still there?
We put her sound asleep.
Really?
Well, I'm listening.
What are you doing? No, seriously, what are you doing?
Stirring listening. Pot roast.
No, outside of stirring.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Jeff. I'm stirring pot
checking
roast.
Checking the carrots.
Well, I'm dusting.
I'm just listening.
Come on, you're stirring up something, right? I just imagine you sitting back there sucking on a cigar, relaxing. Foot on the desk, relaxing.
No such luck.
It's puffing on a cigar. People tend
puffing to puff on a cigar. My apologies. I suck on cigars.
Suck it down.
All while I'm cleaning. Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.